Inside Mac.
For Thursday, June 29th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. New releases for a quick time in iTunes. MTV has reached a deal with Apple. The latest trend in car audio systems. And who's buying the Intel Macs? We are. Apple has released QuickTime 7.1.2. The update fixes an issue with previewing iDVD projects, notes Apple. This update is recommended for all QuickTime 7 users and is available through the company's software update utility and is also available on their website. And today, Apple has released iTunes 6.0.5 on the web and via its software update utility. The company says with iTunes 6, you can now preview, buy, and download music videos, short films, and hit TV programs on the iTunes Music Store and sync your music and purchase videos with iPod to enjoy on the go. The new version of iTunes allows you to sync your Nike Plus iPod workout data to NikePlus.com. Once you're there, you're able to track your progress, set training goals, challenge others, and more. You can also visit the Nike Sport Music Area and the iTunes Music Store to download workout mixes, athlete inspiration playlists, and Nike podcasts, to name a few. You will have to upgrade your other computers that purchase music from iTunes to the latest version after you purchase music from iTunes version 6 or later. New shows from MTV Networks are now available on Apple's U.S. iTunes Music Store, as MTV Networks and Apple have announced that new television programming from Spike TV, Nick at Night, TV Land, Logo, MTV, and The N are now available. It was confirmed by MTV and Apple that MTV Networks programming has been very successful on iTunes since it began earlier this year. South Park has been a huge success as it sold over 1 million episodes. Spike TV, which is a part of MTV Networks, will offer Blade, its first original scripted action adventure, for free on iTunes until July 11th. Apple said that it has now sold more than 35 million TV shows and videos from the iTunes Music Store. It also said that iTunes now offers over 150 TV shows from all of the major broadcasters. Apple's VP of iTunes, Eddie Q, regards MTV Network's programming as a hit with customers and said that iTunes will continue to expand the catalog of great television content. A recent poll taken by Macworld UK suggests that many Mac users already have an Intel-powered Mac, while others are planning to buy one in the near future. Out of 2,491 votes, 29% or 711 readers already own an Intel Mac, while 5% or 116 readers are planning on buying one within a month. 15% or 383 readers plan on receiving the Intel Mac within this year. Among the professional Mac users, 5% or 122 readers won't buy an Intel Mac until the Mac Pro ships, while other professionals are awaiting the release of universal versions of Express 7 or Adobe CS3 before they make their move. The poll also showed that a few voters are concerned about the move to Intel processors and were unsure about Boot Camp and its impact on the development of OS X. But the fact that so many people have already purchased the new Intel Mac and so many more are planning too soon, that has to make Apple's management extremely happy. Media 100 has released version 11 for its HS Suite, Media HDE, and Media 100 SDE versions. Version 11 offers Media 100 editors 10-bit uncompressed HD and SD editing capabilities, support for broadcast quality format conversions, and increased system performance by leveraging Mac OS X and AJA Video OEM solutions. The version 11 release brings Media 100 closer to native integration with the Boris FX product line. When that happens, it'll bring the advanced compositing and effects technology seamlessly within the Media 100 interface. Media 100 HD customers who subscribe to Media 100's Platinum software update service will receive version 11 as well as Boris Red 3GL. The new Media 100 NLE systems start at $2,500 US. Media 100 SW, a software-based companion to existing Media 100 systems, is available for $400 US. Coming up, the state of Maine gives its students an Apple when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Hi, thanks for calling. This is Tom. I'm not in right now. In fact, I'll be out most of the day.
I need to go to the computer repair shop. My Mac crashed big time. There I was, working on the final version of the annual report, when boom, I crashed. I am so dead. No backup, no vacation, no job. Life sucks.
Hey Tom, this is Rich, your neighbor. Sorry to hear about your computer crash. Too bad you weren't using Tech Tool Pro. It could have fixed your drive and recovered your files in a few minutes. Go check it out at www.micromat.com. So anyway, I'm calling about some crazy kid that just drove his car through your side fence. There's a 67 Chevy sitting at the bottom of your pool. Take care.
This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Yahoo is offering Yahoo Messenger for Mac 3.0 Beta 1, a new version of its Mac-compatible chat software that possesses an all-new interface designed specifically for the Mac OS X operating system. This release offers a new look and feel for Mac OS X and includes new features such as sounds and display images, custom stealth settings, webcam support. It's compatible across all PCs and Macs. Custom status messaging that includes links to music tracks and all new sound effects. The version will soon offer instant messaging with friends that use Windows Live Messenger. Yahoo Messenger for Mac 3.0 Beta 1 does require Mac OS 10, 10.3.9 or later. The beta of Yahoo Messenger for the Mac has already been introduced in the U.S. and will phase in the new version to the international market soon. Etnes announced the release of a new version of TotalView that will feature support for the Intel Core Duo processor-based product line from Apple, including the MacBook, iMac, and Mac Mini. This new version allows you to debug hard-to-find source codes and memory problems with ease, and it supports the Apple build of the GCC compiler as well as the Intel compiler suite. Other improvements include integrated memory debugging for PowerMac OS X and Intel Mac OS X, a data viewer for dumping memory contents, and an MPI message graph that performs cycle detection. The newest trend in audio systems, according to research and markets firm, is digital audio players like iPod. More and more consumers are integrating audio players in their cars. The report says that the younger generation is demanding more sophisticated and miniature products, while products like FM and taped-based media are losing their market share to satellite radio. The report also found that worldwide shipments of PDA devices have increased by 25% in the first quarter of 2005 compared to the same period last year, and the total of PDA shipments during this period has reached up to 3.45 million units. An AP article reports that Maine has agreed to a $41 million contract with Apple Computer to provide new laptop computers to more than 30,000 7th and 8th graders and their teachers, extending the laptop program for another 4 years, officials said. Maine was the first state to bring in laptop computers statewide to its students, and Maine officials say that the initiative continues to be the largest in the nation. With this contract, Apple will equip 32,000 students and 4,000 teachers with iBooks and will upgrade wireless networks. The new laptops have greater memory, faster processors, and built-in DVD combo drives. The old laptops will be kept instead of discarded so they can be upgraded and transferred to other school districts. The Maine Department of Education announced that Apple had been chosen over CDWG, which wanted to provide Lenovo laptops in partnership with other vendors. In all, the 4-year contract includes warranties and perks like professional development for each of Maine's 241 public middle schools. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll see you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.